You might not be surprised to hear some Hebrew spoken in South Dakota, but what about Swahili or Burmese? Well, you might hear them and a lot of other languages. That's because North and South Dakota have become a hub for refugees resettling here in the United States. The world's Jason Margolis tells us why.
In recent years, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, population 154,000, has been dubbed the Ellis Island of the Great Plains.
Sioux Falls has immigrants and refugees from over 95 different countries.
Janice Antrim is driving me around her city. She says these days there are 125 different languages and dialects spoken here. Antrim works for the Multicultural Center. It helps immigrants and refugees adjust to their new lives.
Hi!
How are you? What are you guys up to?
At dusk, we drive through an apartment complex where children are playing in the parking lot. Young Somali girls are wearing multicolored scarves and jewelry. Boys from Tanzania and Burundi take turns on a big wheel, zooming down a steep driveway. It's an unusual sight. After all, the Dakotas are about 90% white. There's a reason why the parents of these children settled here, or rather, several reasons why, says another immigrant services provider, Donna Magnuson.
I could tell you, the top five answers I'm going to get are, it's a safe place to walk the streets, there's good schools for my children, housing is affordable, cost of living is relatively affordable, and I can get a job.
Sioux Falls has a big meatpacking plant, and there's a turkey plant not far away. Many refugees also work in places like Walmart and JCPenney. On a weekday morning, Donna Magnuson's office, the Refugee and Immigration Center, is bustling with activity. Caseworkers are helping refugees find work and housing. Dividing up where refugees go starts in Washington. Each year, the White House proposes the number of refugees that will be admitted into the country. In recent years, that number has been around 70,000. 10 national agencies then decide on which of their local affiliates, places like Magnuson Center, can best accommodate refugees.
This year, we're on target for about 430 individuals to the state of South Dakota.
That's almost double the number the state took in just 2 years ago. Compare that with traditional refugee beacons like Los Angeles, where the placement numbers are dramatically down. Magnuson says South Dakota is absorbing more refugees because there are jobs during the recession.
Definitely, economically, we've been hit like the rest of the nation, but maybe not hit quite as hard. So yeah, are we a good place for resettlement? In my opinion, absolutely, as long as there is employment.
In the Dakotas, unemployment is around 5%, roughly half the national average. North Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate in the country.
And now we have what's really quite interesting, an unemployment problem, in the sense that we have too little unemployment.
That's Richard Rathke, North Dakota's state demographer. He explains that the population in the Upper Great Plains peaked in the 1930s, and there's been a steady exodus of people ever since.
Let's go back in history a little bit. The Great Plains is really dominated by an industry that most of us cherish, which is agriculture. Technology has transformed agriculture in a very meaningful way by allowing the operators to operate much larger tracts of land much more efficiently. The result of that is that we moved many of those farmers out of North Dakota and the South Dakota and the Great Plains in general.
The result? Today, the Dakotas badly need immigrants and refugees for new agricultural jobs like food processing. They're getting more of those workers because of the recession and unemployment elsewhere.
Anytime we can import labor, it's to our advantage.
Eventually, though, the recession will end. Then comes the hard part, says Rathke, keeping refugees in a place like North Dakota.
Sometimes there is some misconceptions here that, we have a captured population and we don't have to provide them the same opportunities as other people. Well, that's certainly not true. It's always the incentives that you need to think about.
In other words, when the jobs do come back to sunny, exciting, and ethnically diverse Los Angeles, how do you convince a refugee that freezing in North Dakota is the right move for them? It goes back to what refugee coordinator Donna Magnuson says. Safe streets, good schools, and affordable housing. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Fargo, North Dakota.